Cash for clunkers may be over, but car dealers nationwide are still waiting for their checks from the federal stimulus program. They're also waiting to scrap several hundred thousand vehicles, but that can't happen till they know for sure each vehicle has been accepted by the government as a real clunker. About 700,000 vehicles were sold nationwide during the program. Some of those in Alaska. Dealers in Anchorage, Fairbanks, Kodiak, and Juneau participated. And as KTOO's Rosemarie Alexander reports, they complain about the paperwork, but say cash for clunkers worked.
I drove a couple of them back from the ferry terminal, and that was scary.
Clark McDermott dodges mud puddles in the clunker lot across from Juneau's Mendenhall Auto Center.
A lot of duct tape, a lot of wiring, keeping a lot of bumpers on, a lot of bad tires. A lot of these cars, as soon as they got here, the air went out of the tires. Like that one.
McDermott points to an old Chevy truck with flat tires. The lot is full of gas-guzzling pickups, vans, and SUVs that Southeast Alaskans unloaded during the Cash for Clunkers program. The only Southeast dealership to participate, Mendenhall Auto traded new cars for old throughout the region. Company owner Steve Allwine says his two stores took in nearly 50 clunkers and some not so clunky.
They were things where you went, was that on the road? I mean, it was that kind of inventory. People who had been putting it off. There were a couple where you went, oh boy, should this be in the program because it was not a bad vehicle. But most of them were the things where you went, yeah, that should be off the road.
Vehicles getting less than 18 miles to the gallon were traded for a fuel-efficient model with a rebate of up to $4,500. According to the U.S. Department of Transportation, nearly $2.9 billion in rebate applications were submitted for reimbursement. The dealers had to front that money. Allwine says it'll be a while before he sees a check.
You know, I guess it'll be a success if we get our money, and we'll wait and see. And frankly, I don't believe that we won't get it.
Alaska Sales and Service in Anchorage and Palmer can vouch for the government.
We have received a couple of payments, two that I'm aware of, one in each of our stores.
Diana Pfeiffer says her company traded dozens and dozens of old vehicles, including a lot of pickup trucks, for new small cars and hybrids.
Our lots are pretty empty right now. The program was a huge success for bringing customers in. There was a lot of people, their vehicle didn't qualify as a clunker under the guidelines of the government, but they bought anyway.
Rick Morrison of Morrison Auto Group even sold a Porsche to a clunker owner. After months of slow auto sales, he says the program brought people into the showroom.
One Saturday we sold 15 cars in one day. Well, for us, we're a little store, 15 cars in one day, that's a big day. Only one car was a Cash for Clunkers car. So what it did is it woke up and helped amend a little bit of the consumer confidence issue so that people started looking at other things.
Morrison is on the board of directors for the National Automobile Dealers Association. He says Cash for Clunkers also got banks loaning money again.
The credit world has changed and has gotten rid of what I'd call the easy finance programs. You know, the subprime programs are now gone. You don't have a lot of what I call the credit challenge, people being able to buy.
The dealers agree the program was literally a bureaucratic nightmare to administer. A pile of paperwork for each clunker, the government's computer system was often down, and no feedback. The Alaskans found submitting information was better done between midnight and 4 a.m.
They were totally, completely inept at administrating the system.
That said, the dealers say Cash for Clunkers did stimulate Alaska's economy, and it got a lot of junk off the highway. Back at the clunker lot in Juneau, Mendenhall Auto salesman Clark McDermott says a lot of people want to know if they can buy one. Some don't look so bad, but he knows better.
This was a good place for them. A lot of parts hanging off of them.
And once the government checks come in, fluids will be drained, engines seized, and the vehicles towed to the scrap heap to make room for the 2010 models that are on their way, just in time for Alaska's own Cash for Vehicles program, Permanent Fund Dividends. They're out in October. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.